Banbridge District Council has erected signs warning dog owners that they may use CCTV cameras to identify persistent offenders who do not clean up the mess. The signs in the village of Scarva have been erected along a section of towpath near the old canal, which is popular with walkers, cyclists and dog owners. The council have denied that it is a Big Brother approach and said there'll be no one hiding with a tree on their head. The signs have been put up. It means that the filming is overt, not covert. What do you reckon? Is this a step too far? The journalist Fionnuala Meredith with us this morning. Morning, Fionnuala.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Belfast councillor, former Lord Mayor, friend of the show, Jim Rogers, argues with me every time. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
I'm too tired for you today. Fionnuala, what do you think?
I think it's over the top, Stephen. It is borderline farcical. I mean, you should say at the start, dog mess is a really disgusting problem, and of course people should clean up after their dogs. But, you know, actually videoing people, that's weird. I mean, so is someone going to sit and go through all the footage and see if they see, like, a dog squatting down at a certain point and then try to identify the owner? I mean, it just seems to me bureaucracy out of control, and petty bureaucracy at that. If you're going to do video surveillance, at least do it somewhere, you know, where there's serious crime occurring, where there's antisocial behaviour, not dog poops.
This is where my career has plummeted to, Jim Rogers, where I'm now talking on a Friday morning about dogs squatting down.
Well, Stephen, you're on record as saying there'll be no dog poo talked about on my programme.
Yes, send it the
and
talk
now
back.
You've went back on your word
I know.
Yet again. Now, I can't speak on behalf of Banbridge District Council or the people of Banbridge, but it must be a problem. And if you look at the city centre of Belfast, we have CCTV virtually throughout that whole area, and it's viewed on a 24/7 basis at Musgrave Street Police Station. And it works exceptionally well because quite a number of people have been arrested through assaults, through shoplifting, you name it.
Yes, but this is about dog dirt.
We have dog poo in Belfast, but we're getting there. We are fining people to the tune of £80. We don't need to put, at this stage, CCTV cameras up, but I'm sure we would consider it if
really?
It proved necessary.
You would consider Big Brother, the state
CCTV
monitoring us now, walking through parks, Jim. You would consider this in Belfast, that we're going to be watched as
absolutely.
We're walking through parks, and our offence is to have a dog, to have a shih tzu or a poodle or something walking along, and you're now going to film us doing it.
If antisocial behaviour, if vandalism, as well as dog poo become a serious problem, I would be leading the charge to seriously consider putting up cameras. We have cameras in a number of public places which are owned by Belfast City Council, and they work exceptionally well. And it's not only reduced the vandalism, the antisocial behaviour, but it has also ensured that people can enjoy a park, they can go to the assembly.
So you're on the Parks and Leisure Committee, Jim.
Going wrong.
You're on
That's
the Parks.
Right.
You're on the Parks and Leisure Committee. You would support cameras, for example, on the Lagan towpath, would you?
If necessary.
Well, do you think it is necessary now?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's not presently, but that could all change. And it is a deterrent, make no mistake about it. One of the complaints which I get on a regular basis is about dog poo. People complaining about it in this road, in this avenue, in the other park and Crescent and so forth. And I always try to address
okay.
it. Fionnuala? Obviously, we need the assistance of the public, just the same as the police do in fighting
okay.
crime.
Okay, Fionnuala?
City Council
well,
needs exactly the
you
same
You know what
help.
I think local councils are obsessed with these minor misdemeanors. Because let's face it, it is minor compared to some of what goes on, but it's treated as some kind of reprehensible criminal offence. It's the same with parking fines. You know, in the past, you'd like 10 minutes grace period if you overran the time, but now they're hovering, you know, ready to sting you with this massive fine the moment you exceed the limit. And
tell me about it.
Seems like there isn't any flexibility and common sense with it. It's so officious. And the whole point is they're supposed to be there to serve the public interest, these officials. But, you know, it's like bureaucracy out of control. It turns into this kind of system where the public is actually regarded as the enemy. And that's just going way too far.
Stephen, dog poo is absolutely disgusting. It's unhygienic. It's very, very serious.
Well, no one's going to say
it's
dog poo is great, Jim. I mean, of course not. But,
be,
you know, let's not get it out of proportion.
Addressed. It must be addressed. It's an issue that's continuously raised by people. And many of them are actually dog owners. And the vast majority of people who own dogs in our society are responsible owners. They lift up the dog poo once their dog relieves themselves.
You know what you need to get onto, Jim? You need to get onto the weird dog owners who pick up the dog poo, put them in the wee bags, and then hang them from trees.
I'm well aware of that, and that's totally unacceptable, and we have also reprimanded people for doing that.
I didn't know people were doing that. People are hanging dog poo from trees.
Yes,
absolutely.
No wonder I don't go walking.
Well, Stephen, you need to walk through some of our public parks, and some of the parks that this is happening in, it would absolutely surprise you. Yes, it is a problem, and we are tackling it.
Do they climb up the tree to hang this stuff?
No, they don't. They don't. But it is a major problem, and our dog wardens are very, very alert. They're doing a brilliant job, and some of them, by the way, take dreadful abuse, and others, in actual fact, have been assaulted, and that's something which I totally and utterly condemn.
Of course. Of course. Okay, we learn something every day. I had no idea this stuff was being tied up trees.
Well, look, Stephen, you need to start living in Belfast instead of Manchester and London. Get out in this lovely city of ours see what is happening.
I'm in Northern Ireland 5 days a week.
You should get it 7 days a week. You're more welcome here than what you are on Radio 5, because most people sure are turning away from you in that programme now, unfortunately, on a Friday, Saturday and Sunday evening.
Is that right?
that's what I'm picking up. They just can't be bothered listening to you.
Thank you, Jim. Listen, have a lovely day, my friend. Thanks, Mr. Rogers. Thank you. Thank you, Fionnuala.